This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A diplomatic standoff appears to be in the making between the Bush administration and North Korea in the wake of North Korea's announcement this week that it has nuclear weapons. On Friday, North Korea's envoy to the United Nations called for a direct dialogue with the United States, but the Bush administration rejected the idea in favor of continuing six-party talks. Still, the apparent impasse raises more questions about what exactly North Korea has in its arsenal and what it might want from the U.S. government. NPR's national security correspondent Mike Schuster joins us from Culver City. Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm happy to, Scott.
Most nations announce that they have nuclear weapons with some kind of test. The North Koreans didn't. Does the U.S., does anyone know what they really have in their arsenal?
Outside of North Korea, nobody knows for sure, not the inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency or U.S. intelligence or other intelligence agencies. But there's an estimate that they could have as many as 8 nuclear weapons after the wide variety of nuclear work that they've done, especially in the last 2 years, but dating back to the early 1990s.
So many experts that have been quoted in the past few weeks and months were quoted as expecting a positive response from North Korea about resuming talks in March. What happened?
In their statement that they issued this past week, they said that they looked at President Bush's inaugural address about waging a campaign against tyranny around the world and at Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's confirmation hearing, in which she included North Korea in the outposts of tyranny, the list of outposts of tyranny that she had. And then they listened to the president's State of the Union address. And in the statement that they issued, they said, and we didn't hear a word about the willingness of the United States to coexist with North Korea. And they concluded from that the policy of the Bush administration, despite protestations to the contrary, is hostile to North Korea. And that's why they said they're not coming back to, at least for the indefinite future, not coming back to the negotiating table.
Michael, could you remind us what the difference between bilateral and six-party talks are, and why the North Koreans want bilateral talks and the United States wants the six parties?
The North Koreans have always wanted direct negotiations with the United States because they viewed the United States as the big power and the power that could get things done. The Bush hardliners always hated the idea of having to give anything directly from the United States. They criticized the Clinton administration for bending to nuclear blackmail, as they saw it in the straight talks between the United States and North Korea during the 1990s. And they essentially had an emotional resistance to doing this with North Korea. And they argued that in a wider context, if they could bring pressure to bear from other nations in the region, the United States would get a better deal from North Korea. And it would not be a direct deal in which, in effect, the United States pays for the North Koreans giving up their nuclear weapons program.
Does the United States now try and induce China to lean on North Korea even more? And does that have any effect?
No question that that's what the United States will do. The United States has been hoping that China could induce North Korea all along to come to a real agreement to give up irreversibly its nuclear weapons capability, and it's likely the Americans will put a lot of pressure on the Chinese to do that again. The Chinese are expected to go to Pyongyang this month to talk about it.
And based on your reporting, Michael, what do you think the likeliest immediate response of the Bush administration is going to be now?
The Bush administration has essentially said, we're committed to this six-party framework. We want the North Koreans to come back. There doesn't seem to be any other overt position that the Bush administration can take. It's a matter of waiting for the North Koreans.
NPR's national security correspondent, Mike Schuster, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.